Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and as always, I'm bringing the real, the raw, and the vibe-driven truth for your soul and spirit. Today, we're getting into something that might seem simple, but trust me, it's one of the most powerful tools in your spiritual arsenal. Stillness. Yeah, I know. In a world that screams, do more, be more, hustle harder, stillness feels like a rebellion. And that's the vibe we're on today. Soulful rebellion, graceful defiance. Because in a world that never shuts up, choosing stillness is choosing yourself. And no, I'm not talking about being lazy or checking out of life. I'm talking about being so deeply in tune with yourself that you can sit in silence and hear the messages your soul's been trying to whisper through the noise. You just couldn't hear them over your own mental playlist of to-dos, drama, and distractions. So today we're diving into why stillness is sacred, how to actually cultivate it without losing your mind or feeling like you need to shave your head and move into the woods, and why it's not just helpful, it's freaking necessary. Because let's face it, we live in a world addicted to noise, constant scrolling, notifications, group chats popping off at all hours. And if you're a mom like me, silence is either suspicious or non-existent. But here's the truth. The loudest part of life is often the most meaningless. And the most meaningful moments, they usually arrive in whispers. Let's talk about that noise for a sec. The noise isn't just volume, it's energy. It's overstimulation. It's the pressure to perform, to keep up, to stay in the loop. We think we'll miss out on something important if we unplug. But what if the real thing we're missing is ourselves? Let that land. We've gotten so used to the chaos, so comfortable with the constant stimulation, that silence can actually feel awkward. Like, have you ever sat in your car without music on? And time passes, and then all of a sudden you're like, why do I feel immediately weird? What's going on here? Or tried to meditate, and within 30 seconds, your brain starts drafting grocery lists, replaying yesterday's convo, and wondering if your dog is emotionally fulfilled. Yeah, same. But that resistance to stillness is actually a sign that we need it more than ever. Stillness isn't about doing nothing. It's about tuning into what actually matters. It's about pausing long enough to listen to your breath, your body, your intuition. It's the space where the real answers live. Not the performative surface level stuff, but the deep down, this is who I am, truth. Stillness is where you meet your soul, undistracted and unfiltered. And let's be honest, if we don't create that space intentionally, life will eventually force us to burn out, break down, illness, anxiety. Your body and spirit will scream for quiet if you don't give it willingly. So instead of waiting for that crash, what if we started making stillness part of the daily rhythm? Not a reward, not a luxury, but a non-negotiable. Now I get it, life is full. I'm a mom, I got a million tabs open in my brain at all times, and some days I feel like I'm held together with caffeine, affirmations, and stubbornness. But here's the deal. Stillness doesn't have to mean sitting cross-legged for an hour in total silence with your chakras perfectly aligned. It can look like sipping your coffee before the kids wake up without your phone. It can be 5 minutes of deep breathing in your parked car before walking into work. It can even be the sacred moment after you shut the shower water off and just stand there, eyes closed, letting the silence hug you. Stillness doesn't require perfection. It just requires intention. And when you give yourself those moments, even tiny ones, something magical starts to happen. You get clearer, calmer, more rooted. You stop reacting and start responding. You make choices from alignment, not anxiety. The world might still be loud, but suddenly, it doesn't control your inner volume. And here's the spiritual gangster truth bomb. Silence is a superpower. Because when you're still, you're unshakable. You're not swayed by the chaos or consumed by other people's drama. You stand in your center, grounded and glowing, while the world spins around you. And that, my friend, is magnetic. People will start wondering, what are you doing differently? You'll be radiating peace in a world that runs on panic. And that's where your light becomes leadership. Let's bust a few myths while we're here, shall we? Myth number one, stillness is for people with no responsibilities. Reality check, some of the busiest, most high-impact humans on the planet swear by silence. CEOs schedule white space time. Elite athletes visualize in quiet rooms. Moms like us hide in the pantry for 30 sacred seconds. Don't judge. I know you've done it. Myth number two. If I sit still, I'll fall behind. Truth bomb. When you're perpetually doing, you're often just spinning. Stillness gives you strategy. It's the pause that lets you pivot instead of panic. Myth number three. Stillness is boring. Girl, boredom is underrated. Boredom breeds creativity. Some of my best ideas show up when I stare at a wall long enough for my brain to stop scrolling the mental feed. So how do we weave this rebel quiet into our real life? Micro moments. Think 60-second breath checks at red lights. Instead of cursing traffic, inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four. Boom. Instant nervous system reset. Midday mute? Put your phone on do not disturb for the first 10 minutes of lunch. Taste the food. Feel your fork. Radical, I know. Evening exhale. Shut down screens 30 minutes before bed. Let silence be your lullaby instead of TikTok. Your melatonin will throw you a party. Tiny pauses create colossal peace. And the more you practice, the easier it gets. Like building a stillness muscle. At first it trembles, then it lifts the weight of the world like it's nothing. Now let's talk about the emotional resistance to stillness, because trust me, it's real. When we finally sit down in the quiet, guess what tends to show up first? The stuff we've been avoiding. The grief we've pushed aside, the anger we numbed, the questions we didn't want to ask ourselves. Stillness can feel uncomfortable because it exposes what the noise was covering up. But here's the kicker. That's not a bad thing. That's the medicine. That's the magic. Stillness doesn't create discomfort. It reveals it. And then it gives us the space to heal it. When we stop running from our emotions and start meeting them in stillness, we reclaim our power. We become less afraid of what's inside us. And that's where transformation happens. Not through more noise or more distractions, but through radical, soul-level self-connection. You've probably heard the phrase, "The answers are within you." And you might have rolled your eyes at least once or twice. But here's what I've learned. It's not cheesy. It's true. The problem is, most of us are too overstimulated to hear those answers. Your soul isn't trying to shout. It speaks in nudges, gut feelings, and subtle shifts. So if you've been praying for a sign, asking the universe for clarity, maybe this is your reminder to turn down the external volume and tune into the inner wisdom. You're not waiting on answers. The answers are waiting on you to get quiet enough to receive them. Stillness is the bridge between confusion and clarity. And baby, I want you clear. Clear and aligned and unapologetically you. So now that we've unpacked the why, let's bring it home with the how. How do we actually build a stillness practice in the middle of this chaotic, overstimulated, responsibility-filled life? It starts with commitment, not convenience. Stillness won't always feel easy. It won't always feel productive, but it will change you. And all it takes is a few non-negotiables to get the momentum rolling. Here's what I suggest. Anchor it to something you already do. Waiting for your coffee to brew? Sit, breathe, stare out the window. No scrolling, no multitasking, just be. Create a daily quiet container. I don't care if it's 3 minutes or 30. Pick a time, name it, protect it. It can be your sacred silent session, your soul pause, or my personal fave, don't talk to me, I'm meditating, breathing, or mentally checking out time. Let go of the needing it to be perfect. You don't need a Zen room or fancy incense. You just need presence. Stillness doesn't judge you, so don't judge it. If your mind wanders, bring it back. If your toddler bursts in mid-breath, laugh, restart, repeat tomorrow. And maybe most importantly, celebrate the stillness. Notice how different you feel afterwards. Calmer, clearer, more grounded. Acknowledge that shift. That's your inner landscape changing. That's you remembering who the hell you are beneath all that noise. You're not here to hustle yourself into the ground. You're not here to chase validation in a world that can't even sit still for 5 seconds. You are here to be deeply, richly, unapologetically. So, spiritual gangster, if no one has told you lately, let me be the one to say it. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to unplug. You are allowed to step back so you can rise up. Stillness isn't weakness. It's not laziness. It's not selfish. It's sacred. Stillness is where you reconnect to your intuition, where your nervous system exhales, and where your next empowered move is born. In a world that glorifies noise and burnout, your stillness becomes a form of spiritual rebellion. So here's your challenge. This week, choose stillness. Schedule it. Honor it. Don't apologize for it. And if anyone gives you side eye for being too quiet or not always available, smile, breathe, and know they're just not ready for your frequency. Because stillness, true, deep, embodied stillness, is how you hold your power without having to prove a damn thing. All right, fam, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending this soul-nourishing time with me. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend, leave a review, or better yet, take a moment of stillness right now. Just you, your breath, and the magic that lives in the space. You're a spiritual gangster, soft but strong, still but powerful, and always exactly where you need to be. Until next time, stay grounded, stay glowing, and remember to keep living like a spiritual gangster.